Welcome to The Breakdown with Jay and Elle, where we'll discuss all of your NFL and NBA news.
Tap in if you want to get to The Breakdown.
Welcome to The Breakdown with Jay and Elle. I'm Jay.
And I'm Elle.
And today we're going to talk to you guys about the NFL rule changes.
Yeah, sure.
No, it's pretty... it's some pretty questionable rule changes. I know a lot of us are a little upset by some of them. But we'll get into it, give you guys our thoughts and opinions on the subject matter.
Let's go.
But, Elle, go ahead and kick us off with one of the rule changes.
I saw one of the rule changes consisted of the coaches getting another challenge. So instead of two challenges, they have three. I think that is good because sometimes if you mess up on them too, you need that though, because that third one may be the one you need. Sometimes the referee is wrong, so you need that. You need to be able to challenge a play that could be either a game winner or a game loser change your play. So you need that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I like that rule too. I feel like it's very beneficial, especially during the crucial moments of the game. I know sometimes the game is quick and fast, and sometimes coaches, they don't always make the right decisions, so they end up losing their last or final challenge. But if they're successful on one of their challenges and they do earn that third challenge, then they can keep that one in their back pocket and pull it out when need be, when they need it. So I like that. I like the extra challenge. Another rule we're going to get into is roughing the passer. Roughing the passer is now reviewable.
It always should have been reviewable, honestly. A lot of them times where you see them roughing the passer plays, they don't even be roughing them. They be barely touching them. And they be up 50 yards roughing passer. That's unnecessary. Or they're like getting the backfield and they be like, roughing the passer. I'm nowhere near this man. But you want to call me a roughing passer. It's pointless.
Yeah.
It should have been reviewed.
Yeah. You're very passionate. You feel some type of way about it? You glad they made that change?
Yes and no. Like, I don't really care too much about it, but I know a lot of defensive players care about it. So, yeah, it needed.
Yeah, I love it. I love the rule. Like you said, it should have always been reviewable. It was one of those calls that get missed all the time. They always want to throw the flag for roughing the passer, and they be barely touching them, or they give them a little soft push, and oh, that's roughing the passer. No, you barely, like, just like a little love tap. It was like this. Like, really, you gonna flag me for
flag on the play? Flag on the play. Roughing L. 50 yards that way.
Yeah, but on a serious note, I love it. I love it. I love it a lot. And hopefully they'll be able to clean up some of these missed calls or non-calls. Next rule, intentional grounding. That is now reviewable as well.
In my opinion, I don't see really how that's reviewable per se. If you ground it out, you know you ground it out. So you get on the chin and keep pushing.
I think with that one, I think it's like awareness on where the line of scrimmage is and did the quarterback get like outside of the tackle box, outside of the line of scrimmage.
How long have they been playing football? You mean tell me you don't know where the line of scrimmage is? And you been playing football for this long? You know.
Hey, sometimes during the heat of the moment, they They minds be going, bro. Like, them quarterbacks gotta get them balls out like less than 5 seconds.
I understand, but you still know where the line of scrimmage is.
True.
Even if you don't see it, you can envision it. You know, oh, okay, if I'm right here, if I'm at the five, then I'm trying to get to the six. That 5.5 is probably where it's gonna be. That line of scrimmage.
All right, so I'm gonna paint a picture for
Now,
you.
you ain't gotta
No,
paint a
nah, no, nah, I'm
picture.
gonna paint a picture.
You ain't got
I'll
to.
paint a picture. You
Go
wanna be
ahead.
hard on the quarterbacks? Hey, quarterbacks, I got y'all back.
You really don't.
So
You just saying that.
you telling me if you had Aaron Donald bearing down on you in front of your face about to sack the living crap out of you, you don't care where your feet are, you
I'm
don't
taking that stack.
care.
That's just stacking somebody I deal with.
All right. So same thing with quarterbacks, they go throw the ball away.
I understand, but I'm saying you're gonna hurt your team either way. So, would you rather take a sack or you rather throw the ball away?
If throwing the ball away results in me getting an intentional grounding call, I'm gonna take the
Exactly.
sack.
So, that's all there is to it.
Right, next change. Not necessarily a rule, but they changed the date. The NFL trade deadline. They changed it to, it was previously week 8, but now they moved it to week 9. What are your thoughts on moving the trade deadline?
You could add a week to make people like, oh, where is he going? Now you put more pressure or less pressure. I don't know, but go for it, I guess. Change it. Y'all the one with the money. I'm just watching.
All right. I like it. I like the change, especially when it gives teams more time to work on these deals, work on these trades, to call the other teams up and to be able to devise a plan on and the ramifications of the trade, what they're giving away, what they're getting in the trade. So I think it gives them extra time. I like that. And it's kind of like at the middle of the season too. So I feel like that's good too. Like it's still time for the new players to get acclimated to their new teams, coaching staffs, etc.
I feel you. Okay, that makes more sense.
All right, give us another rule, Ill.
The next rule we got is the NFL trying to emulate the XFL kickoff. I think that is good for the main part because it shows that the XFL is kicking butt and the NFL is taking notice. It gives them a little bit leverage, saying, okay, you implemented our rules into your system. So, big ups to them. It looks better. And they're doing it big and well. Let's go. USFL.
Yeah, I like the rule change too. For more specifics, the receiving team, they're gonna the ball will be placed where they have to have 7 players lined up between the 30 and 35-yard line in the setup zone, which basically is the return zone. The ball, it'll be placed on the receiving team's 40-yard line, so they'll be kicking from that 40-yard line. And then the ball will be placed at the 35-yard line. I think if it's results in a touchback, I believe, or if the ball goes out of bounds, then that team automatically gets to set up at the 35-yard line.
Okay. I like that. I like that. Again, the XFL is slowly creeping into the NFL. Let's go. Just go ahead and add NFL executives, if you're listening, and owners, if you're listening, go ahead and take time to actually invest in the UFL.
Yeah, I like the kickoff rule. I think it's going to result in more returns, more kickoff returns, more punt returns. For players like Kevontae Turpin, I bet he's excited because he probably has a chance to return some more kicks now.
And hopefully less injury.
Yeah, that's the main thing, the injury aspect of it. NFL wants to, they want to
Minimize.
prevent injuries, minimize injuries as much as they can. And I feel like this rule is a step in the right direction.
Next thing, on my opinion, but yeah, what's your opinion on this? The hip tackle.
Woo! This is the last and final rule we're going to touch on, you guys. But the hip tackle, the hip drop tackle, I'm kind of like iffy on it. I'm like in between, like, because that tackle does, it prevents injury. I mean, it's a major injury. Like, players can injure their ankles, their foots, their legs, like, just.
The lower extremities, basically, y'all. The lower half of their body.
Yeah, them lower bodily injuries, and those are the most crucial ones for these athletes because they lose some of their athletic ability, their, quickness, whatever it may be. Like, it's just sapping their game away from them, and I hate it. But I feel like it's needed. It's needed to protect the players. So I'm more for the rule change. And then with the hip drop tackle, it results in a 15-yard penalty and an automatic first down.
Oh wow. I kind of agree with what the player said. That you're basically getting flag football. Go ahead and start rapping. Make team flag for everybody and just call it the United Flag Football. But that's basically what you're doing. You're basically giving them flag football and they're getting paid millions. So if y'all like it, we love it, I guess, but we don't love it. We don't even like it. We want hits. Get injured. It's a contact sport. Not to really injured, but injured occur.
Yeah, eventually we're probably gonna start. We go probably eventually it's gonna be two hand touch, basically. You know how we used to play two hand touch as kids,
Yeah.
growing up like that.
Black football, basically. You better play freeze tag with a football.
Just don't understand how defenders are supposed to tackle now, because
They're not.
when you wrap up, that's how you tackle. Like, you wrap somebody up.
Yeah, that's what they've been taught. Wrap up. No arm tackles. Wrap up. Drive with your feet. The goal is to drive your opponent back, not forwards.
All right, that's it for the rule changes. Is there anything else you want to add, Il?
Again, we appreciate you guys. Thank you for your support. We love y'all. We're rocking and rolling, y'all. Let's go.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this. We're at 91 subscribers, trying to get to that goal of 100. Help us get there. Please like and subscribe at the end of this video. Please follow us on all our social media accounts. Links are in our bio. We just want to put this episode out, nice little short and sweet episode. We discussed the rule changes with y'all. If y'all agree or disagree, please comment, and I will have these articles in the description box for this video, because we touched on a few stuff. It's still some more rules out there. I just picked the rules that are more prominent. So y'all want to see the full details on all the rules, I'll have that for y'all.
Thank you, and goodbye.
Y'all be safe, and we'll see y'all in the next one.